Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we're going to be featuring some music from John Temmerman, Walt Weisskopf, also music from drummer Art Blakey, Bill Evans, the pianist, Lynn Bush, Thad Jones, Jimmy Giuffre, plus a whole lot more on this edition of In Transition. We're going to start off this afternoon with a relatively newcomer to the jazz scene. Her name is Deborah Hawley, and she has an album out that she recorded in 1999 entitled I'll Never Forget You, and we're going to hear her rendition of Early Autumn.
A boy and girl, I never dreamed. did you, any fall could come in view. So never have to share another early autumn. Another early autumn.
A beautifully arranged piece featuring Deborah Hawley on vocals, Derek Smith on piano, David Fink on bass, Ronnie Zito on drums, some beautiful tenor sax work there from Gary Keller, and arrangements by Angelo DiPippo. And that's from Deborah's album, I'll Never Forget You. And we just heard Early Autumn. Well, I've got something rather special now, thanks to David Peel. He wanted me to play some music from Chalmers Doane and his trio. And we're going to listen to something from Chalmers, who is living in Nova Scotia. This is an album that he recorded called Live at the Soho Kitchen. Now, if you'd like to order this CD and support Canadian music, his album is, his address is J. Chalmers Doane, P.O. Box 84, Maitland, Nova Scotia, and his zip code is B0N1T0. His phone number is area code 902-261-2757. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks from that album. But taking us there is Swedish pianist Arne Forsen, and from his album Where is the Moon, released on the Dragon of Sweden label, we're going to listen to his version of Monk's Mood. Just a small sampling of this CD, which features a whopping 23 selections, mostly standards. We just heard the Chalmers Doan Trio live at the Soho Kitchen. And if you'd like to order this recording, the number to call is area code 902-261-2757. And some of the tracks on this album include What's New, It's Only a Paper Moon, Time After Time, What Now My Love. There's quite a lot of music on this album. It features Sue McCullough on acoustic bass, George Casey on drums and marimba, Rick Hiltz on guitar and trumpet, Patrick Ellis on drums, Steve Penny on banjo and electric guitar, and also featured is Melanie Doan on vocals, Creighton Doan on drums and shaker, and Heather Saunders on cabasa. Oh yes, I forgot, Chalmers Doan playing a variety of instruments, including ukulele, clarinet, trombone, piano, saxophone, fiddle, marimba, and oh yes, vocals. That's the Chalmers Doan Trio live at the Soho Kitchen. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1. A few weeks ago, I played some music from sax player John Timmerman from his latest release. It's called the John Timmerman Quartet. And we're going to hear something else from this recording. Here is something entitled Slick Color. And after that, we'll listen to some music from Walt Weitzkopf from his album Song for My Mother and something entitled You Won't Forget Me. Thank you.
You look like you dig this jazz thing.
Yeah.
So, on Friday, February 22nd, won't you come with me celebrate Black History Month in high style? I do picture your natural look blending in with the elegant melodies of Bitova Oba, Imlin Michel, and Harold Faustin's sextet. Yeah. It's at the Canadian Museum of Nature. What you say, girl? Doors open at 8. Shall I ring you at 7? Melody and Elegance, a mega concert sponsored by Cam Money Transfer and Jocelyn Driving School. For ticket reservations, 749-9100. 749-9100. Thank you.
That was music from the great alto sax player Jackie McLean from April the 18th, 1966, recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's Classic Studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, featuring Larry Willis on piano, Don Moore on bass, and a young and up-and-coming drummer by the name of Jack Dejanet. And we heard Jossa Bossa. Before that, the music from Walt Weisskopf from his album Song for My Mother, and You Won't Forget Me. And we started off the last set with John Timmerman from his latest album and Slick Color. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McCallaghan, and we're going to move along here with some music from Buck Clayton, a man who was known for not only his playing in the Count Basie band, but also for his various jam session recordings. And we're going to listen to something from 1956, and this is one of his jam sessions. It's a composition entitled All the Cats Join In. And after that, we're going to listen to some vintage Art Blakey from the 1960s and El Toro.
Like to learn to drive? Are you looking for a professional driving school that is both comprehensive and affordable? Well, look no further. At Jocelyn Driving School, they offer you the most comprehensive driving instructions at unbeatable prices. Jocelyn Driving School offers 25 hours in the classroom, 10 hours behind the wheel, access to both city streets and highways, certificate for an insurance discount, and much, much more. So call the professionals at Jocelyn Driving School at 789-7878. That's 789-7878. Or visit them today at 487 Rideau Street.
We just heard some music from Buck Clayton and a composition called All the Cats Join In. And before that, Jackie McLean, Jossa Bossa. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to listen now to some great music from Art Blakey. An example of the press roll perfected by Art Blakey, May 27th, 1961. That was a recording featuring Wayne Shorter on baritone sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Merritt on bass, and of course Blakey, the man himself, on drums. And we heard the Back Sliders. And before that, Buck Clayton from 1956 and All the Cats Join In. Ram Ramirez is better known for his composition, Loverman. We're going to listen to a recording that he made in 1973 at National Sound Recording on February the 27th and listen to some of his piano work. And this is, actually the date was January the 9th, 1974 at Ed Kjellhoff Studio. We're going to listen to a composition entitled Martell. That was Ram Ramirez and a composition entitled Martel. That was part of the Master Jazz Piano series that was released a while back. That was recorded in 1974. A while ago, I played some music from alto sax great Jackie McLean. I'm going to play for you some music from another great alto sax player of note. And if you ever had a chance to see this gentleman live in concert, you know what I'm talking about. His name is Phil Woods, and he is absolutely dynamite. We're going to listen to a recording that he made in 1992 at Red Rock Studios in Sailorsburg, Pennsylvania. And it features Bill Goodwin on drums, Steve Gilmore on bass. The rhythm section that followed Phil Woods around for most of the 70s and 80s. Jim McNeely on piano, Brian Lynch on trumpet. We're going to listen to a composition of Jim McNeely's entitled Hiatus.
Thank you.
Music from Phil Woods and composition entitled Hiatus. Keith Jarrett, Chick Corea, and Fred Hirsch were all influenced by this next artist. I'm going to play for you some music from pianist Bill Evans from what I think is his best, the best recordings that he made. We're on the Riverside label, and we're going to hear in just a moment a composition entitled How My Heart Sings. Thank you. The lyrical piano of Bill Evans, and we just heard How My Heart Sings. You're listening to In Transition, and my name is Randy McElligott, CHUOFM 89.1. In 1971, like most teenagers, I was listening to Top 40, plus a lot of rock music, including Uriah Heep and Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin and Jethro Tull. But there was one event that changed my life forever. It was 1971. I was 15 years old. Went to a concert at Place des Arts. It was Dizzy Gillespie and his band performing. And also on the bill was Gene Krupa and his orchestra. But before Dizzy Gillespie played, I remember him introducing a musician that was playing at the Esquire Show Bar. His name was Rossand Roland Kirk, and he came out and played a couple of numbers. I think it was two or three numbers. I can't really remember. But it was just the way he was playing. He had three saxes in his mouth at once, and he was just improvising like crazy. And all kinds of ideas were flowing through his various woodwinds. That altered my life forever and opened up a whole world of musical possibilities for me and broadened my horizon for sure. We're going to listen to a recording from Rossand Roland Kirk from February 23rd, 1963, recorded in New York City, and featuring Virgil Jones on trumpet, Charles Greenlee on trombone, Rossand Roland Kirk on various reed instruments, Harold Mayburn on piano, Abdullah Rafik on bass, and Walter Perkins on drums. And the composition I'm going to play for you was written by jazz critic Leonard Feather. It's entitled Land of Peace. We'll be right back. Russ and Roland Kirk from 1963 with Leonard Feather's composition, Land of Peace. Lynn Bush is a relative newcomer to the jazz scene, one of many vocalists out there trying to make a name for herself. She recorded for the Origin Records label out of Seattle, Washington. This recording is entitled Still Life, and it features new stories. Has her backup band, which comprises of John Bishop on drums, Doug Miller on bass, and Mark Seals on piano. And New Stories have several albums out to their credit as well. We're going to listen to her version of Like a Lover.
Like a lover, the morning sun slowly rises, kisses you awake. Your smile is soft and drowsy as you let it play upon your face. I might be like the morning sun to you. Like a lover, the river wind sighs and ripples its fingers through your hair. Upon your cheek it lingers, never having known a sweeter place. So how a dream I might be like the river wind to you. How I envy the cup that holds your lips. Let it be me, my love, and the table that feels your fingertips. Let it be me, let me be the one to put an end to those endless days and nights. Loving you like a watches while you sleep, its light arrives on tiptoe, never having known a sweeter place. Oh, how a dream I might be like the velvet moon to you. Thank you.
soothing vocalist and very articulate with her phrasing, Lynn Bush, from her new album, Still Life, and we heard Like a Lover. Every Monday night for, well over 20 years at the at the Village Vanguard in New York City, there was a band that held the post down, and that was the Thad Jones Mel Lewis big band. I'm going to play for you something from Thad Jones from 1959. It was a recording at NOLA Studios in New York City featuring Al Gray on trombone, Billy Mitchell on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and rounding out the group, Elvin Jones on drums. And we're going to listen to a number called No Refill. Mm-hmm. underrated trumpet player Thad Jones and No Refill. We're going to listen to another underrated jazz musician. His name is Jimmy Giuffre, and we're going to listen to a couple of tracks that he recorded quite a while ago when he was recording for the Capitol and Atlantic labels. We're going to listen to two compositions. One of them is actually very well known. It's entitled Show Me the Way to Go Home. And then we're going to hear something called The Swamp People.
Thank you.
Jimmy Giuffre was always an exciting musician, at least to these ears, always surprising with his different variations and different methods of playing and extending the melody. That was The Swamp People, and before that, Show Me the Way to Go Home, and that's taken from the Mosaic box set, the complete Capitol and Atlantic recordings of Jimmy Giuffre. We're going to finish this afternoon with some music from Rini Rosnes. She has a brand new album out entitled Life on Earth, and we're going to listen to Ice Light, Gabriela Passage, and if we have time, The Quiet Earth. This is a gem of a recording, and if you have a chance to pick it up, highly recommended. We just heard some music from Rini Rosner's new album, Life on Earth. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. My name is Randy McElligott. Have a great week. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Osmond Lowe with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Bye for now.
Die Fastenzeit ist da, die Zeit, den Körper zu erneuern, Gifte auszumerzen, bis Karfreitag schlank und fit zu werden, in den Frühling anzugreifen. Hallo, guten Tag, welcome zum wöchentlichen deutschen Radioprogramm Deutsches aus Ottawa.